Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tumura Chav Zayin, Tumura 27b, pagination is 54. We'll start a third of the way up from the bottom, Masnisin, in the beginning of a line. Harezu tachas ola, tachas chatos, lo omar klum. If a person has an animal in front of him, and he says, this animal shall be in the place of a carbon ola, in the place of a carbon chatos. That's nothing. The problem over here is that he's trying to do a temura, he's trying to do an exchange, and there is no carbon ola in front of him for which he's trying to do the exchange. There's no carbon chatos in front of him. And therefore, the psak of the Mishnah is lo amar klum, it's nothing. It has no ramification at all. It's empty words. We are going to see a dissenting opinion in the Gemara, but for now, let's leave this as such. Nothing happened because there's no exchange. There's no other animal here. However, tachas chata zu v'tachas ola zu. If he said it should be in place of this chatas or this ola, meaning there is an animal in front of him, or tachas chatas v'tachas ola sheyesh li babayis, or it's not in front of him, but he does have a carbon chatas or a carbon ola, and he says, that which is in my house, chatas or ola, I'm doing an exchange unto this animal. Hayalo, if indeed he had such an animal in the house, Devarav Kayamim, his words would take effect, even though it's not in front of him, and Vayahu Usimuraso Yiya Kodesh, both animals are going to be Kodesh. So that's the first part of the Mishnah, what we would call the Reisha, where we're being told the animal has to be in front of you, otherwise there's no Temura. The Mishnah continues. Amar al habehema temeya va'abalasmum. If he says regarding a non-kosher animal or an animal with a blemish, so it's ineligible to be a carbon. Hari elu ola. They should be a carbon ola. Lo omar klum. That's nothing. That's the psak of our Mishnah. We'll see a dissenting opinion. The Mishnah concludes, Hare Elu La'ola, if he wants them to be, two words, an Ola, Yimachru V'yavu B'dmeyam Ola, then indeed they become sanctified on the level of being able to be sold to generate the money towards a carbon Ola. Difference over here in the Seifa, these are ineligible to be a carbon. You insist it's going to become a carbon. The Mishnah holds it's nothing. If you recognize that it's ineligible to be a carbon and instead are focused on making it kache bede kabayis type of kedusha, simply for the asset, that would work. Let's begin the Gemara, and through that we'll get to revisit the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Masnisin de lo ki Rebbe Meir. The Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rav Meir, de'i ki Rebbe Meir. If we were following Rav Meir, ha'eino de motzi devarav levatala. Rav Meir holds, a person doesn't say things for nothing. When he says something, he has some intent, even if it doesn't match literally what we were expecting. So that, for example, if a person were to try to do an erech on an infant before the age of 30 days, so Rav Meir holds, we don't just reject it, because in erechin, under 30 days, there is no erech, donation, but rather, l'shem damim, he must have meant to give the value on a value market rather than the erech in numbers mentioned in the Torah. If he said the donation, he must have meant something. Here too, when you have a person who says that it should be tachas ola, tachas chatas, and he doesn't have a carbon ola or chatas for it to become a temura, it must be that he meant it l'shem damim, that he meant it for its value, and it's going to be sold towards a carbon ola or a carbon chatas. And according to Reb Meir, it must be that there's some sort of l'shem damim. You can't pasken lo omar klum, that it's nothing. That's the way Rashi learns. I'd like to take a look at Tosfos though. The bottom Tosfos on the page, Masis and Deloka Reb Meir, Pirush. Diktani tachas chatas tachas ola lo omar klum. If he says it should be instead of the chatas or ola, and there was none, so it's nothing. V'kevin de omar Reb Meir ino de motzi devar of levat ola, but since Reb Meir holds that a person doesn't say for nothing, hachi nami here also, hachadaite achatas sheyesh lo babayis, o aola sheyesh lo babayis, hotzi devarov. It must be that he meant to do it in the replacement of some ola or chatas that he does own. It's in the house, it's not here. But according to Reb Meir, we would do that attribution, even though it's not in front of us. We come up with a very different answer. According to Rashi, Reb Meir's position would be it should be Kodesh for its damim, for its value. According to Tosfos, in Reb Meir's opinion, the animal itself would become an ola and chatas. In other words, the temura act would work, because somewhere he must have a carbon ola or chatas, and that's the ola and chatas that he is exchanging for, even though he didn't word it in that way. Continues Tosfos, ve'od yesh mefarshim. There are also those who learn, dekoy aho diktani im amar albehema temeyav albalas mum. When we say it's not following the shita of Reb Meir, maybe it's going on the seifa on the end of the Mishnah, where we were talking about an animal that's ineligible because it's either non-kosher or it's blemished. Hare elu ola lo omar klum. The person said in the Mishnah, it should be an ola. That's nothing. Fahinu deloku Reb Meir. That's not like Reb Meir, because Reb Meir would say it should be at least l'shem damim. It should be for value. One more piece of Gemara, which is a drop advanced, but I think should be considered. Continuing in the Gemara, Hare'elu la'ola, if a person says that these ineligible animals should be towards an ola, Yimachru v'yavi bidam of ola, then indeed their value goes towards a carbon ola. But specifically, Taima de behema temeo balas mum de lo chazion lo boim mu'uma. It's because these animals are so intrinsically ineligible. It's a non-kosher animal. And that's why we don't need that it should get a mum before we can sell it. Ava mafrish nikeva la osham ola ola. But a person designated the wrong gender for a carbon, he designated a female animal for asham or ola, bain muma, you would need a mum. And over here, what the Gemara is doing is inferring from the Mishnah that shows such a far-out case to give this psak, that if it would be anything lesser, meaning anything closer to eligibility, you would actually have to wait for a mum. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Masisin, Deloka Reb Shimon, it's following an opinion that's not Reb Shimon's. Detanan, Reb Shimon, Omer Timocha Shalob Mum. Reb Shimon holds that the wrong gender is enough of an ineligibility that you could sell it even without a mum. But our Mishnah apparently held that if it was a lesser case of ineligibility, it was just the wrong gender, but wasn't intrinsically ineligible like a non-kosher animal or having a mum, you would still have to wait until it gets a mum. Because these animals, even though you designated them for a wrong match, but there are karbanos, for example, a shlamim, that the animal would have been eligible for. So you're more in a catch that you can't bring it, but it's not totally ineligible, and therefore you would wait for a mum, according to the Tana of our Mishnah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.